Greetings, in the light of our Radiant One, I am Soltec. My purpose in bringing these thoughts to you at this time concerned themselves with some further interpretations of certain coming events, in addition to those I have outlined previously. In your awareness, it has been brought to your attention that certain factors and events that I previously discussed have been accomplished already in your time. In addition, you are aware that others are in the process of occurring. About the planet Earth, great changes are now in their formative stages. Over the past several of your months, you have witnessed certain peculiarities in the climatic patterns of your weather. You will find that in the coming period of time, that the weather on your planet will become increasingly more erratic. Because of the ramifications of these changes, perhaps there has been a hastening of that factor affecting the food production for the peoples of your world, and the shortages that I previously mentioned may occur much sooner than was originally thought. Many of you are aware that vast areas of your planet are experiencing severe drought conditions. These, my brothers, unfortunately are due to spread still further. Therefore, food production upon your planet in the next several of your years will assume a position of great importance. There are, as we have brought to your attention, certain new life forms of vegetation that are starting to be mutated in your present time. These, in your future times, will bring about changes which will help alleviate many of the food problems your peoples will experience. New areas of research are now being explored by the scientific ones of your various nations, and these will bear fruit accordingly at a much greater pace, so that before the food situation on your world assumes crisis proportions, attempts as well as solutions will be underway to help alleviate it. I am speaking now in areas where we think of food concentrates rather than the results of your agricultural efforts. Perhaps you may be joining ourselves in a delightful pastime of imagining that that little tablet is some delightful product similar to that you have tasted before. In addition, because of the lessening as well as diminishing of those radiations that heretofore have brought a certain type of stunning effect to the abilities of your minds, many upon your world are experiencing a new and perhaps refreshing stimulation of these abilities to think, to reason, and to achieve. A great many more thoughts that would be considered inspirational in nature are occurring now to many minds upon your planet. As a result, and because of the increasing tempo of awareness and the insight and perceptions that accompany these talents, a great many more exposures may be expected at all levels of your human endeavor, revealing the truth of a great many matters. For one of the items to suffer the most will be all attempts to resort to subterfuge and the misleading of your peoples. Let us say it should become a great deal easier in your coming periods of time to separate that which is true from that which is not. I believe you will all agree that this is a desirable result. The unveiling of that which has previously been concealed from your peoples may cause distress to many upon your world, but this is merely because they do not possess the insight, perception, and awareness to evaluate that which is occurring. To many upon your world, it will seem as if the very fabric of your civilization is crumbling. This is a very naive observation on their parts, but they cannot be condemned for their lack of understanding. One other occasion that will bring great news of interest to your peoples, and of course to yourselves, will be in certain new medical achievements shortly to be unveiled. One of the great scourges upon the planet Earth has been the appalling increase in certain deficiency diseases, as they are called by your scientists. These, my brothers, I believe you will find, will have a tendency to increase for a brief period of time and then dramatically abate. New areas of medical diagnosis are also to be brought to the forefront of those who are engaged in therapeutic applications. Let us look now on the nature of some of the changes occurring. Your entire world is changing, and all upon your planet must change with it, or be swept away forever. Hundreds of millions of those on your earth know that your planet is changing, and already among these same millions there are those who are suddenly aware of a new clarity of mind, a new ability to reason uninfluenced by their emotions. To all, then, comes a new vitality, even to the aged, a fresh lease on life. New meanings, new interpretations will exist in the relationships between men and women, and the word unity will have a new meaning. This change is not in man as they are represented by men and women alone, but is taking place throughout the entire structure of all living matter upon your planet. Mother Nature, as you would say, is putting her house in order, and all living things are finding their true purposes in an exact order. Nature was never intended to be divided against itself. It was designed as a functioning cooperative unit, but was forced into near chaos and self-destruction by this external radiation, which might have eventually destroyed it completely. Do not imagine for even one moment that the changes taking place are confined to either men and women or to the microscopic life upon your planet. In your world's remaining jungles, even the vegetation is changing its appearance and purpose. Incredulous observers will report that carnivores are to be seen devouring the thick, broad leaves of a hitherto unknown plant. Tests of these same leaves will disclose a basic protein reading far higher than the creatures previously chosen as natural prey. It will also be discovered that these same jungles will be spreading outwards at an incredible speed of some 3 of your feet per day, and that nature is readying herself for new demands and a new dispensation. On the continent which you call Africa, there will be visible many changes. In some spots, coarse grass will be appearing, usually close to the banks of your ancient waterways. More astounding, however, one deserted section of the coastline will be discovered, where a small, green, flowerless shrub with wire-like vines will be appearing to be doing a distillation type of job. These types of plants will be drawing in seawater, removing the salt for their own nutrition, and passing back fresh water into the deserts. Ponds will form. In some cases, lakes will begin to take form. The deserts will therefore be pushed back, and chaos will soon give way to order. Let us, however, take a look at that existing chaos before it is left behind forever upon your world. Would you consider the senseless waste and the equally senseless savagery to which you once glibly referred to as the laws of nature? Under those laws, you believe that every creature which lived fought against or devoured the other, and on this battlefield, men and women, the dominant life form, walked alone, and throughout the world were hated. Only in rare cases were some of the lower orders of animals a notable example where they felt a relationship with man. It seems strange that it did not occur to men and women that these other life forms might have had a dim realization of some sort of a reciprocal tie between all living creatures. Of course, many other creatures and animals knew this. It was a part of their inherent structure to know it. But that knowledge was inhibited by the external radiation affecting your planet. Strangely, upon the planet Earth, only one class of living creatures has managed to fulfill their exact purpose. These are organisms that you term parasites. These creatures were fulfilling their purpose completely. Your trouble was that their unfortunate hosts did not know about it. They didn't know that the association should be complementary, and that a rare cooperation and interdependence between life forms exists, which is called symbiosis. Upon this word symbiosis will rest the entire structure of the new age that your planet is going to experience, and I will try to explain it in simple words. You should all know that despite chaos, the human body has tried to function as a single unit. Although this same body often divided against itself and was compelled to divert a prodigious amount of energy defending itself against outside attack. Nonetheless, each of your living cells has tried to work for the benefit of the whole. True order should be like this, with every life form working together for the greater good. In your new age, true order is a complete symbiosis of all nature, with man at the peak. Just as the brain is the peak or natural fulfillment of the functioning human body. In your new age, the human mechanism will no longer need to maintain a vast army of aggressive cells to resist hostile invasion. The microorganisms which once threatened your life now will work with your bodies to maintain its functionings. Consequently, as man emerges and enters a new estate, his life expectancy may be measured not in years, but perhaps in centuries. As I have tried to stress, throughout the universe, all life is interdependent and mutually beneficial, one to the other, except in rare instances. As the years pass, you, as man, will begin to see not only your dependence upon, but your responsibility to the entire structure of nature. Just as in my previous analogy, the human brain protects and functions through its body, so now will man protect and yet function through nature. As your minds venture forth, they will find many a solar system wherein the true order of nature has existed since the inception of life. An order of complete symbiosis with all nature functioning in unity like the parts of a perfectly contrived mechanism. Now, the same integral functioning of nature as it applies throughout all space is being brought to pass on your planet. In the known universe, there are countless suns, and most of these suns function perfectly, but a small number are defective. Unfortunately, your solar system has had one of them. You might say that your ancient enemy has been your own sun, and you on Earth owe a great deal of sorrow to this your ancient enemy, for its radiation increasing yearly was on the verge of becoming fatal to your world. This is the kind of sun for whom no one would kill a fatted calf. We of the Confederation have developed various techniques for manipulating such suns. We have come up with a simple solution, which, although quite beyond your present science, was able to be put into effect. The answer was a type of insulation. We have created a gaseous substance, which when released in quantities, completely cloaks the Earth's atmospheric envelope. This gas has kept out the dangerous radiations completely and has reduced the protogality to its correct level. As you are now beginning to see, nature relieved of external pressures knows her job and is putting her house in order rapidly, and it will only be a question of time before it reaches a true and absolute balance. I have been privileged to bring these thoughts before your awareness. Adonai, my brothers and sisters of Earth, I am Soltec. Adonai.